Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the conference call after third quarter results of Agora Group on Friday, the 9th of November, 2012. Over to Mr. Peter Niemczycki, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for joining our teleconference today. You know our results that were published today in the morning, and I will go through the presentation that is available on our corporate site, agora.pl, and I will relatively quickly go through the presentation just to leave more time for Q&A session. So I will start with describing the advertising market because I think that's the most important thing, as most of our revenues are dependent from advertising. So unfortunately, the third quarter was not a good quarter for the advertising market. It declined by 6.5% according to our estimates. After three quarters of this year, and the advertising market declined by 4.5%. Dailies were down by 21.5%, outdoor 17.5%, magazine by 14%, radio by 10%, television by 6%, and the only two media that grew in third quarter of this year is internet, 11%, and advertising in cinemas by 6%. Based on the results of the third quarter and looking forward, we decided to revise our market estimates for the whole year of 2012. And we've changed them, unfortunately, most of them down. So we believe, and according to our estimate, that the total advertising market will be down by between minus 6, minus 3. Television will be down by minus 8, minus 5. Magazines, minus 12, minus 9. Dailies, minus 20, minus 17. Outdoor, minus 7, minus 4. Radio, minus 8, minus 5. And the only two media that will be growing, that we believe will be growing, it's internet, plus 8, plus 11. And cinemas between plus 3, plus 6. That's about the market, how we believe that the market going to look like. Of course, these are only our estimates, and that might change because of the pressure on the discounts. But that's, we believe, how the market, advertising market, going to look like in 2012. On the next page, financial results of the group, of the Agora Group. So in third quarter, the revenues were down by 6.7%. The operating costs were down by 0.4%, but if we take the cost of group layoffs off from the cost side, if we're going to exclude it, then the reduction of costs will be down by 3.7%. So the bottom line is that in third quarter we've got the loss of 8.3 million zlotys. After three quarters, the loss is at the level of 8.7 million zlotys. Now going through the segments, and first the biggest segment that is in our group, that the newspaper segment that consists of Gazeta Wyborcza, our quality newspaper, Metro, the Free Sheet, our special project, the multimedia publishing house, and the printing division. So in the third quarter, the revenues were down by 12.2%, and the costs were down by 3.7%. If we exclude the cost of the group layoffs, then we managed to reduce the cost by 9%. EBIT is positive at the level of 7.2 million zlotys with the margin of 6.2%, and EBITDA is almost 14 million zlotys with the operating EBITDA margin at the level of almost 12%. On the next page, the position of Gazeta Wyborcza, our flagship, is pretty stable. Our readership is all the time high, and we are number one or number two, dependent of the month, between us and Fakt, the tabloid newspaper. And of course, our monetization is much better and then fact, because if you looked at our market share of advertising in dailies, Gazeta Wyborcza is enjoying 36% in such a market. If we add Metro, that it's that the market share of Metro is 4.5, so we're enjoying above 40% market share. So it's more or less stable throughout the whole year. We're trying to be with our to be present with our content from Gazeta Wyborcza on all possible devices, meaning Kindle, iPads, Windows 8. In all possible, so we're putting a lot of effort to be present with our content on all those devices. We are happy that our mobile page view of the content from Wyborcza is growing, even though monetization of this channel is still very small. On the next page, Metro and special projects. Metro, the revenues were down by 21.6%. But the EBIT is positive in third quarter, 0.5 million zlotys, and after three quarters is positive as well at the level of 1.8 million zlotys. As I mentioned before, the market share of Metro in daily's advertising market is at the level of 4.5%. Special projects, we're trying to build new revenue stream from selling electronic books, that's our Publio.pl. So right now we have 124 publishers and almost more than 6,000 titles available in our electronic bookstore. Unfortunately, the EBIT is negative in the third quarter. It's 0.5 million zlotys, and after three quarters it's minus 1.8 million zlotys. On the next page, Internet. So our revenues were down by 4.2%, but I would like to elaborate a little bit about the revenues, because our revenues from the display ads were above the market, because the market grew by 5%, and our revenues from the display ads were growing by 7.8%. We are losing on classifieds, that's the sales from our verticals, because usually during the recession, the classifieds market is declining, and that's hits us pretty much, because that's recruitment, real estate, automotive. So all these classifieds during the recession are going down, and it's the ad sales from these verticals and classifieds were down by 30%. Nevertheless, as I mentioned before, the revenues were down by 4.2. The operating costs were up by 1.6%, but if we exclude from the cost of the group layoffs, we managed to reduce the cost by 3.3%. EBIT is positive after in third quarter at the level of 1.1%, with the EBIT margin of 4.4%, and EBITDA is at the level of 2.5 million zlotys with the operating EBITDA margin at the level of 10%. After three quarters, EBIT is positive as well, 5.5 million zlotys, and EBITDA at almost 10 million zlotys, that's a margin of almost 11%. We're the third largest portal among the Polish portals, after Onet and Wirtualna Polska. And again, it's pretty similar situation that I mentioned already about the content from Wyborcza on the mobile devices, that if we look at the page view on the mobile devices of Gazeta PL Group, right now we are the second largest after Wirtualna Polska, and we're a little bit in one last month above on it. On the next page, cinemas. After a very weak second quarter of 2012, and the third quarter was much better, so we managed to increase our revenues by 12.5%. The operating costs were up as well by 12%, EBIT positive at the level of 3.6 million zlotys and EBITDA at the level of almost 9 million zlotys. That gives EBITDA margin at the level of 16%. After three quarters, EBIT is at the level of 1.2 million zlotys and EBITDA at the level of 15.6. That gives the operating EBITDA margin at the level of 11%. We continue to open new cinemas. So we managed to, in 2012, we managed to open five new multiplexes, and that gives us a second place in terms of number of multiplexes after Cinema City. On the next page, outdoor. Our revenues were down by 3.2%, and the whole market, as I mentioned before, was down by 17%. We reduced the cost by 0.8%, so the EBIT is zero, the operating EBITDA is the level of 4.4%. After three quarters, the EBIT is negative, is 0.2 million zlotys. EBITDA is positive at the level of 13.5%. That gives the operating EBITDA margin after three quarters almost at the level of 12%. And because we have done much better than the market in the third quarter, we managed to increase our market share in this market by 4.5 percentage points. If we look at radio on the next page, our revenues were down by 15%. We managed to reduce the cost by 12%, but unfortunately the EBIT is negative by its 0.9 million zlotys and EBITDA 0.2 million zlotys. After three quarters, the EBIT is negative at 0.3 million zlotys and EBITDA is positive at the level of 1.8 million zlotys. Our share in the radio advertising market is pretty stable. We managed to increase a little bit our share, so we're at the level of 12% right now. In terms of share of audience in the cities of broadcasting, our music station increased its share by 1.6 percentage point, and our new stock radio Talk FM had a small decline by 0.2 percentage point. Magazines, it's more or less the same situation like with the dailies. So we've got the revenues were down by almost 12%, and we managed to, and the operating costs were down by 0.7%. If we exclude the costs of that are related with the group layoffs, we managed to decrease the cost by 4.1%. EBIT still positive at the level of 1.4 million zlotys, and that gives us a margin of almost at 9%. After three quarters, EBIT is at the level of 3.2 million zlotys. That gives the EBIT margin at the level of 6.4. We increase a little bit our market share among the monthlies, by 1.7 percentage point. That's a pretty stable situation. We are all the time between 11 and 12% market share among the monthlies. Pretty stable situation in terms of the readership in the segments that are really important for us. So in the segment of women magazines, interior design, and lifestyle. So more or less, that's the brief description of our presentation. So we will be happy to take any question that you might have. With me are three board members. I hope we'll be able to answer all your questions that you might have.
Thank you, sir. The first question comes from Darius Gorski from BZWBK. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have three questions, if I may. First, on the relative strength of AMS in the quarter and obviously the reasons behind it. The second question would be on your thoughts about the cinema tickets and the outlook going forward? Because obviously so far we had some competition-driven erosion, but maybe there is a better outlook ahead of us. And thirdly, I have a question on the obviously delicate subject, but since we're probably done with the staff cuts already, I was wondering if you could help us to quantify the impact or the breathing space that you will have from after the recent headcount reductions. Thank you very much. In terms of obviously costs going forward. And fourth question, extra one, is on the further room for savings in promotion and marketing, because this has been quite heavily cut quarter on quarter and year on year. I wonder if there is any room for saving here. Thank you very much.
Okay, so about the ticket price, first of all, I mean, it really depends on what market we are talking about, because of course in some market we are the only cinemas, and of course we'll keep the prices that we have right now. Of course, in the market that we have competitors, we're looking what is happening on the market right now, and we are not trying to get involved in the price war, definitely. Of course, we've got some discounts already, and we have some discounting programs, and we're going to continue them. But I don't believe that we'll get into the price war about the price ticket. And now, about the AMS, in our presentation, we are trying to explain why we managed to have a smaller decline in revenues than the market. Mainly, it's because of our portfolio, because we've got a pretty much diversified portfolio of our panels. We didn't have a big impact of the parliamentary election if you compare it to the last year, and that was not the case with our competition. And we didn't get involved in the price war as well, so we keep our prices. So it's pretty stable rate card policy that we have in IMS. There's the second question. The fourth question about the savings. When we were describing our quarterly results previously, we said that, you know, when there was a question from your side about are there any possible further savings, we said that we are behind the wall and it will be very hard. But as you can see, the market really have changed, and we've got already some savings, and we're gonna continue restructuring the company and the whole group to achieve more savings. Now about what you can expect from the restructuring and from the group layoffs. We will once we're going to publish, because the group layoffs are going to continue till January 2013. So once we're going to be publishing our results for the fourth quarter of 2012, we'll describe our estimates about the savings as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no further questions